You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
We are back, the dynamic duo, Trey Flynn, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. And it's going to be all-star talk today, because guess what? Basketball is postponed. We are at the all-star break. The marathon is getting its respite in the middle of the season that we are accustomed to. Trey, I know you're ready for all-star break. You're ready to kick off your shoes, head to Charlotte, take it easy, get some drinks. It's that time of year.
Oh, for sure. And, well, first off, apologize to listeners for not being here to listen against the or talk against the Rockets. I was very excited to see that W. Two wins in a row. Glad to be going to this all-star break, which will be a lot of fun with a 2-0 streak. So excited for what's in store for Minnesota when we get back. As for all-star break, yes, I am very excited for this. I'm not just excited for the game. I'm excited for the festivities, such as the World vs. U.S., the skills competition, the dunk competition, three-point competition. I'm all for everything here. So I'm really excited. I really like the contestants this year. I don't think I'll have an issue with anything. Maybe the dunk contest doesn't have enough star power, but that feels like the same thing every year.
Oh, we're going to get disagree right off the bat here, because we're going to talk about which competitions are the best, which parts of All-Star Weekend are the best, and then we're going to talk about the Timberwolves that have been to the All-Star game, which ones we remember the most fondly. But first, off the top, I got to disagree with you. The dunk contest is still, I think, my favorite event in All-Star Weekend. Why does it rub you the wrong way?
I just wish, dunk contest is so much fun because obviously it's fun to see guys dunk. But I think I was listening to Blake Griffin, an interview he had with Hot Ones, which is essentially this Wings interview show. I don't know if you've seen it, but he was talking about how his favorite thing to do anymore isn't dunk and how it used to be dunking, because then he realized via YouTube and Twitter that people outside the NBA could dunk better than NBA players. And, I mean, I realized that pretty quickly, too. And you can say the same thing about three-point contests as well. But it just proves that, the best dunkers are in this dunk contest. And, seeing Dennis Smith Jr. or even John Collins in this dunk contest will be really cool. And I think even Bridges will probably pull away with the award. But I don't know, man. It would just be so much cooler to see, LeBron, Ben Simmons, Paul George, Russell. Those kind of guys, in the dunk contest would be a lot of fun. And I think, honestly, it would change the dynamic of All-Star Weekend. I feel like if they incentivized for these players to do All-Star Weekend in the dunk contest, like they do go to the three-point contest, I think that the NBA would get more fans. I think those players would get more fans. I just think it would be a good time overall. I mean, Michael Jordan was in his dunk contest back in the day. I think that's just a good example. He's one of the number one things he's known for is sticking his tongue out, dunking from the free throw line. It would be with some of their accolades. So I would like to see guys like LeBron go into this. That's just the number one thing I have wrong with this dunk contest. I wish they would just add more star power.
That's fair. I do like that they're. Sometimes it feels like almost like they're bringing in some different contestants just to try and spice it up, to try and maybe bring somebody to the field. Like Diallo from Oklahoma City Thunder isn't in this year. Miles Bridges from the Hornets. I feel like there's a couple names in there that maybe they're trying to give some extra juice just to give them some extra legs. I mean, Miles Bridges is like one of those guys that it feels like the NBA wants to be one of those next stars. And so giving him like a slam dunk contest because he's not going to get to the All-Star game is kind of one of those ways to put him in the spotlight. And so I know maybe it's not the absolute elite of the elite best talent, but I like the opportunities that it's giving to some guys in some good dunkers that aren't going to be in All-Star Weekend otherwise. And I don't know. I just think that when you're getting a bunch of different guys, you're maybe opening up the window of creativity a little bit. I know that there's only so many things you can do with dunks. And so that's one of the problems is that it feels like sometimes it can get stale. And then you have those couple special dunks. But I don't know. There's just something about the slam dunk contest that, if we get three like crazy good dunks, I still think that's better than like watching guys dribble around cones for me, honestly.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, the dunk contest is my second favorite competition. I like 3-point contests the most. I just enjoy watching random players do really well and like beat some of the best 3-point shooters of all time. Like if I can see like Danny Green or something, like, or Joe Harris win a 3-point contest over Steph Curry, like Dirk Nowitzki, Damian Lillard, like that'd be pretty cool. I like the idea of that. And that's the only thing here is like, I'd love to see Dennis Smith Jr. and Miles Bridges and Diallo and Collins in the dunk contest. But they're like facing off in the dunk contest versus like high flyers that we know today as like former MVPs or Durant or LeBron or Giannis, whomever. I just think that would be a better look for all of them because I think some people just discount these dunkers sometimes because they're only facing off against each other. And I just think the star power would be pretty crazy because a lot of these 3-point contests, like if a guy who's not well-known really gets it going and he like outbeats one of the best 3-point shooters of all time, or at least in the NBA at that time, it's kind of a big deal. So I like seeing that a lot, but the biggest competition that this will be the first year where I'm really excited to see, like a rising star game. The Team US versus Team World is insane. I don't know if you've seen the rosters, but I'll break it down real quick. Team US is Jared Allen, Marvin Bagley, Lonzo Ball, John Collins, De'Aaron Fox, Jaren Jackson Jr., Kyle Kuzma, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Trae Young. And then Team World is OG, then it's DeAndre Ayton, then it's Bogdan Bogdanovic, Luka Doncic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Rodions Kurucs, Lauri Markkanen, Josh Okogie, Chetty Osman, and Ben Simmons. Like that game right there for me is going to be like huge. And I know a lot of these guys don't take it seriously, but these guys are still young, so they haven't really gotten into that all-star groove where they don't take this crap seriously. So like, I want to see if they start getting a little heated. A lot of these guys are under the age of 22. I think almost all of them, except for like two guys. And not to mention, it'd be kind of cool because for the coaching side of it too, because I think Kyrie Irving is coaching the U.S. team, and then Dirk Nowitzki is coaching the world team. So I just think it's a lot of fun, and I'm excited to watch that.
That will be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see those two rosters go head-to-head. And I don't know, I think it'll be cool to see like guys like Luka or Josh Okogie play with crazy good players like Ben Simmons or OG Anunoby. I don't know. It'll just be fun to see those guys get paired together. I'm also excited for those coaches too. Like I want to see the way Kyrie Irving coaches. You know,
like, I feel like he's just gonna recruit the hell out of these guys.
I'm totally fine with that too. That'd be hilarious. But I want to see how he coaches. I'll be fascinated by that. Yeah. If we're going with these two, U.S. versus World, who do you think's winning these?
Oh, gosh. I was just thinking that like 5 minutes ago. Like, it's tough to pick because at first glance, I'm looking at U.S. and I'm like, ooh, like having De'Aaron Fox and Lonzo Ball on the same backcourt, like defensively, sounds like a nightmare for their opponent. And having Kyle Kuzma, Mitchell, and Tatum coming off and just getting like all these buckets whenever they want to. And then having guys like Jaren Jackson, Jared Allen, Marvin Bagley, just to kind of guard the rim. And then when you need some crazy 3-point shots, you just throw in Trae Young. Like, that's a good ass team, and I wouldn't want to play that team. However, I think I'm gonna go with the stardom here. I'm gonna go with Team World with Luka and Ben Simmons. I can't really see a Luka, Ben Simmons, OG Anunoby, and I'll add Josh Okogie, but like some of these players are just really, really good and really experienced, and they're more high IQ team, I think. And I'm gonna go with this squad. I also really like Chetty Osman out of Cleveland. I think if he wasn't in Cleveland, he'd be a bigger name right now. So, and Lauri Markkanen's been amazing this season since he's been healthy. So I'm gonna go with Team World. I think most people are gonna go Team US, but I'm gonna stick with the international guys here.
I'm excited for De'Aaron Fox and Lonzo Ball to be in transition with Jaren Jackson and John Collins. That's what I'm really excited for. That
sounds amazing.
That's my favorite aspect of this game. And I think that's probably why I lean Team US, just because I feel like if they really want to push the pace, they're going to be able to go like a million miles an hour, and pretty much all the bigs on their team are going to be perfectly fine keeping pace with it.
Yeah, for sure. That's why they're probably the more exciting team. I'm just going to go with the experienced guys. And like, I feel like the veteran that Ben Simmons already feels like he is, and then Luka Doncic, who's obviously a veteran, like, I think these guys will just kind of, like, play the other guys out off the floor. Like, I'm actually really interested to see if either one of these teams pulls away. And I think if the only team that could pull away would be World, just because of the IQ stuff. Because I feel like a couple of these guys, like OG, Luka, and Ben Simmons, they might be looking at this like they should have been in the All-Star game, like looking at these other players in the Team US and be like, who are these scrubs we're playing right now? So, like, I'm kind of interested to see if that happens, because I'm not necessarily as high on guys like Jason Tatum or Mitchell as everybody else is. But, like, I think we could see them get played off of court, and I think that would be kind of surprising here, especially with the way Luka's been playing lately.
Fair enough. I like that argument. We are going to get to a break for some sponsors, and then we're going to talk about former Timberwolves in the All-Star weekend. First, some sponsors. Trey Flynn, Colt Molesky. We were talking about our favorite events during All-Star weekend. Now we're going to get to our favorite Timberwolves in the All-Star weekend. And you and I were talking about this a little bit before we started recording. I think if you are a Timberwolves fan, you kind of go right to Zach LaVine. And It's not just short-term, like short-term memory bias. I'm looking at the list of All-Stars to or Timberwolves to go to the All-Star game or to go to All-Star weekend just in general. And, like, if you're looking all the way back, obviously Kevin Garnett was just a perennial All-Star going to the actual game. But outside of that, there's not a ton for Timberwolves fans to get excited about. And then you can go to, like, Kevin Love as far as the actual All-Star game. And then you've got random stuff thrown in there. Like, you had Ricky Rubio in the Rising Stars Challenge. You had Derek Williams in a Slam Dunk Challenge. You had, Gerald Green in the Slam Dunk Challenge. In the Rookie Challenge, you had Randy Foy. All these random dudes, but Zach LaVine is the one who really punctuates the last, I don't know, like 15 years of All-Star weekends for the Timberwolves, just because not only did he go, but he was such a major emphasis on the slam dunk contest. And really, he and Aaron Gordon, a couple of guys who seemed to, for a couple of years there, really revive the dunk contest back to when it was like Hakeem Olajuwon or it was Michael Jordan or it was all these guys who kind of made the slam dunk contest great to start with. It was kind of almost a revival of the slam dunk contest because of LaVine and because of Aaron Gordon. So they're so tied into what people enjoy, not just Timberwolves fans enjoy about the All-Star weekend, but what so many people enjoyed about the dunk contest specifically. And so I think that's why Zach LaVine stands out for me, and I think that's why it's justifiable that he stands out.
Yeah, I was going to say Zach LaVine too. I mean, I know it's playing recency bias, but like he just had an amazing dunk contest, and you know, I was sad to see him go when he left Minnesota, even though he's got that huge contract now. He's just playing so great. It's tough to see him play so great at Chicago. But my choice for best All-Star performance isn't really performance, rather though, it's more so like what the team has done with the All-Star game. Because getting Jimmy Butler and Karl-Anthony Towns in the All-Star game last year was huge. Like, I think people just forget what it's like to get two players on an All-Star team in the same season. Like, that's historic. Like, that does not happen a lot. The last time Minnesota had that was in 2003 and 04 with Sam Cassell and Kevin Garnett. And so, obviously, that's a long time. That's almost 14, 15 seasons. And that was the last year they made the playoffs, I believe, before that season. So, that's just pretty crazy to me. And I think that, like, that's the biggest notable thing that jumps off the page for Minnesota, an organization that really hasn't been that long in terms of other organizations that have had two players in an All-Star game. So I think that's like a pretty good highlight right there. I liked seeing Jimmy Butler and Kat in the All-Star game last year. I wasn't going to lie to you. I thought they were going to be in the All-Star game this year too. Unfortunately, that did not happen. We got Towns in there though, which is good. I would have really liked to see a Towns Rose in 2018-19 though. I know you want to see that, but that would have been a cool notch on Minnesota history. But overall, I think overall the performances, I think it'll be most memorable, this Jimmy Butler Cat All-Star game, just comparing to the Sam Cassell Kevin Garnett one.
I'm going to try not to make this entire week about why Derrick Rose should be at the All-Star game, right? And simply just enjoy that Karl Anthony Towns is. I mean, how can you not love him making the All-Star game after you saw that video of when he finds out that he's on the team? That was some awesome stuff. And it's cool to see those kind of things about Towns, because I think it's easy for some people to forget. Some people get so tied up in how Wiggins doesn't care, or Wiggins seems really passive. And I think sometimes people forget that there's a guy on this team that really, really does care about being successful and about reaching the next tiers of success in this game, and reaching that kind of next tier of success as an athlete, as a basketball player. And so it's good to see that, just because Towns really cares. Towns really does care about getting better each year and about being recognized as for what he's doing each year, as far as the talent jumps that he's making. And I don't know, that's encouraging if you're paying this guy max money to be your guy for the next 5 years.
For sure. And I think, you know, there's something to that. I think there's something to the emotion that's shown from a lot of people that think that a lot of people believe Karl Anthony Towns before that video was kind of an emotionless player, sort of like Wiggins. I think it was good to see that video from Towns. I mean, obviously I don't like being, you know, that intrusive and being on someone else's life, but they did put that video on via the internet, whatever it was, Twitter. But like, I loved seeing just Towns just be engulfed in this idea that the All-Star game was just of such importance. Like, it made me want to watch the All-Star game, right? Because like, a lot of these past 5 to 7 years, a lot of these games, these All-Star games, these All-Star games have not been that important, because a lot of the players treat it like a joke. And when guys like Towns are like crying or like can't even move, they're like unable to like move one foot for like 3 minutes straight. Like, that's pretty incredible. Like, it really shows you that a lot of these guys, you know, they spend their whole lives dreaming to be in this place. And although we know that they're great and they have max contracts and they're really good on 2K and they're fun players to watch and like they have all this stardom, all they really want is some recognition once in a while, and recognition via the basketball greats, and in this case it's the All-Star game. It's really cool to see that still matters to a lot of these young guys. And I'm sure Andrew Wiggins made an All-Star game one day. Hopefully he does. That's a different podcast that we'll have one day. but if he did make one, I'm positive that he would be for at a loss of words. So I don't know. I was happy to see Towns in that video, and it was cool to see him in the movie theater like that. I have a quick question for you. So Kevin Garnett has, let's see here, he has 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He's 11 times for the
11 Timbers. All-Stars. Is Cat going to get there with the Minnesota jersey?
Wow, this is amazing, because this is exactly where I was going. Because I was looking, Kevin Love for the Timberwolves, he made the All-Star game 3 times. And right. I think next year Towns gets there, right? And right. So that's the next milestone, is Kevin Garnett's All-Star appearances for the Timberwolves. I instead of an answer, I have a counter question. Is Towns here that long?
That's more along the line. We're on the same wavelength here, Colton. That's more on the along lines of what I was thinking, because I'm not trying to make this a Towns trade podcast. We had our fun already. This is not what that is. But this is more so, when Kevin Love left, I think that was a surprise, but people kind of knew something was up. With Kevin Garnett, it was a different story. I hope it doesn't end the same way it did with Garnett does with Towns. But like, I can see Towns getting a solid 5 or 6 years in Minnesota and getting 5 or 6 All-Stars, and then kind of questioning what does he want to leave a legacy as if Minnesota hasn't surrounded him with enough.
Yeah,
and that's the toughest thing. I think he will surpass Kevin Love in All-Star jerseys. I do not think he will pass Kevin Garnett in All-Star jerseys. Also, I think it's notable that 5 years from now that backcourt players might be like showing off against frontcourt players, and it's already gotten harder for frontcourt players to get recognition via All-Star game and All-NBA teams. So I think that there is a chance that even though Cat could be dominating the league in 3 to 4 years, that he could barely be slipping into an All-Star game just because of the backcourts dominating the NBA.
Well, here's the other thing too. Like, when I say that, I don't know if he gets, I don't know if he's here long enough to get 11 All-Star jerseys for the Timberwolves. That's not necessarily bringing up that he's going to get traded or even a slight against the Timberwolves or the slight against Towns for leaving. That's just the way things are now. Like, I don't know how many guys you could tell me who are on teams right now, how many young players, young all-stars that are on teams right now that I would think would get 11 all-stars with any team. I mean, the league just isn't built that way. The contracts are shorter. You never see guys sign like a 7-year contract anymore. That doesn't happen. They're all like 4-year deals. I mean, everything in players are moving. Max players are moving around more. Stars are moving around more. Superstars are moving more than ever before in the NBA. That just doesn't happen. There's so many more shifts that happen every single year. There's guys that request trades all the time now. That's a regular thing that happens. I just don't think that the NBA is built to. I think the days of having a guy like Kevin Garnett, just year after year for your team make all-star games and having a guy who, like the caliber of a Garnett, is on your team for 10 seasons. I just don't know if those days are here anymore.
Yeah, I think the days of unwavering loyalty have kind of left our culture in general. For better or worse, and that obviously is a different argument, but like I think that now we're looking at that transfer into our entertainment industry and specifically the sports industry. Like, no one is going to be loyal to someone no matter what anymore. I think there's always something that, you know, if someone's unhappy, they're going to let that be known. And if no one does anything about it, then they want to leave. You could use that example in anything, whether it's a job, a relationship. And in this case, we have that with the Timberwolves. But with Karl Anthony Towns, I like to explain it like as if we're talking about like a what's a good way? Okay, so when we used to rent movies back in the day with Blockbuster, you have those movies for about a week, then you return them. Now it's like you get rentals with Redbox, you get 2 days to or get a day to watch, and you get the next day to return it. That's essentially how these contracts are going to go. We used to have these 7-year contracts, now we have these 1 to 2 year contracts, and that is the sign of the future. I think a lot of these young guys are going to be wanting these Redbox contracts. They're going to want to go and get a two-year deal, the second year being a player option, and a 1-year $30 million deal that's guaranteed. And I think that is the sign of the future. And I wouldn't be surprised, Colton, if we see a player that does this after their rookie contract and try, like a real legit player, I don't know who it could be, but tries to go to a different organization every 2 seasons and just tries to be the best player in different organizations every 2 seasons and tries to create like a new trend of playing basketball to try to create more fans, something different. You've never seen that before. And I actually think it'd be kind of cool. I think it'd be a little different. I don't know if it could be like a Ben Simmons type player to do that, but I think that'd just be really interesting. Like a player that would just sign, like he knows he's the top 5 player in the league or top 10 player in the league, and he signs with a different organization every 2 years. Like, and that is the sign of the times with like millennials, Generation Z. Like these are the kids or young adults that want to do something different. They want differentiation in their choices. They want to diversify their lives. And I think that's super cool. And it's going to be more complex. But I think the days of loyalty and the Dirk Nowitzki contracts and, you know, the Dwayne Wade. So, you know, scratch out those Cleveland, Chicago years. But that kind of stuff, the Kobe Bryant, like that's not going to happen anymore. I don't think you're really going to see that. And who knows, maybe Towns will be a guy that stays long-term. I just doubt it. I don't really see it happening with any guy under 25 years old right now.
Yeah, and it's not an indictment. It's just a reality. Reality of where we are with basketball. And so I guess that's a good way to kind of end it out too, because that should give you the, if you're looking back and kind of remembering, have a few days to kind of think about the All-Star game and former All-Star players, maybe just appreciate guys like Kevin Garnett and appreciate having them on the Timberwolves and get in for the period where those guys were staying for a really long time to be able to have one of those token players that represent your franchise. There's not a ton of teams that have guys who just year after year for 11 seasons were an all-star and were a lock to make the game. But the Timberwolves have one of those guys. And for how many lumps this franchise has had over the years, that's kind of one of the nice spots that you can think about here during All-Star Week, is thinking about Kevin Garnett's dominance for so many years and how maybe this team was trash for a bunch of those years that he was on this team, but he was really amazing and the Timberwolves had one of those guys, and that's kind of cool to think about.
No, it's amazing, and I think Minnesota should definitely be grateful. Fans should be grateful. And honestly, you could possibly, when Glenn Taylor leaves the Timberwolves one day, whoever, I don't know how long that's going to take, but it could be next year, it could be 10 years from now, whenever, you could see Kevin Garnett Garnett buying into this front office a little bit. I could potentially see a Garnett coming back to Minnesota. So this is somebody that we're talking about that if you're a listener, don't hate too much on Garnett. Like, have some wishful thinking. Remember the good years, and there could be a future there. But Colton, before we do leave, I wanted to get some good guesses here of who's going to win the skills, the 3-point, the dunk, and the All-Star game. I want to get this going. Do you want to do that?
I'm all in.
Okay. Well, let's start off with the first event, which I believe is going to be the skills competition. I'm not sure, but we'll start with skills competition. They got Mike Conley, Luka, Jason Tatum, Trae Young, De'Aaron Fox, Nikola Jokic, Kyle Kuzma, and Nikola Vucevic. I'm going to go with De'Aaron Fox.
I like this. I'm going with Luka, though.
Ooh, I like that. Luka's a good choice. That was my first initial choice. I was like, I'll go with Luka for any of these. So even if he was in the All-Star game for MVP, I'm too much of a Luka fan.
Side note, really sad compensation award for Mike Conley.
It would be really cool for Mike Conley to get something. Damn, I forgot. I just didn't even realize I read his
name. They're like, oh my gosh, he still hasn't made an All-Star game? All right, throw him in the skills competition.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that. He's by far the oldest player there, isn't he?
100%. Like, it's like a bunch of rookies, and then like Conley.
And I think they see where they messed up with Conley, and they gave Vooch the other position there, and they're like, they don't want Vooch to be a 30-year-old and be like, oh my God, I've never been in anything. So I'm glad they gave that to him. But yeah, I like the Luka call. All right, I got De'Aaron Fox there. So 3-point competition. We got Chris Middleton, Stephen Curry, Kemba Walker, Damian Lillard, Dirk Nowitzki, Danny Green, Seth Curry, Devin Booker, Joe Harris, Buddy Hield. I don't like saying this, but I think I have Seth Curry in this one. The brother out of Portland.
Going with the scorned younger brother.
Yep.
I got Joe Harris in this one.
Ooh, damn it. I like that choice more.
I just think that, I don't know, like, I feel like it'd be really cool for him to win just because they brought him back on a really, really manageable contract because he's a really nice 3-and-D piece and he's been playing really well, really sneaky good for the Nets. And it'd be kind of cool to have him win it just because I feel like the Nets have had the last couple of years a token player to show that they've actually been kind of sneaky good. And last year was Spencer Dinwiddie. And this year, I think Joe Harris would be a nice compliment to this playoff run that they're making.
I definitely agree, and he really would be. That's kind of why I said Seth Curry, too. Portland's making a lot of moves right now. They got Rodney Hood, which I made fun of, but now they just got Enes Kanter. So at least they're trying to do things in Portland. And I don't necessarily agree with all these roster moves, but they're trying. And I think Brooklyn's been trying for a while. So I definitely like both of those guesses right there. All right, slam dunk contest. This one's tough for me. Dennis Smith Jr., Miles Bridges, John Collins, and Hamidou Diallo. I'm going to go John Collins. I'm going to go with a surprise here because I think a lot of people are going to pick Bridges, and I think a lot of people who watched last year or the year past, they're going to just the basketball in general this year or last year, they're going to go Dennis Smith Jr. But I'm going to go John Collins this one. I can feel like a Blake Griffin kind of thing from him. He might do something really different.
I'm going John Collins as well. I've loved this man since Wake Forest, and I want him to win and be successful at everything in life, and so I'm hoping that he's successful in this as well. The one downside to picking John Collins is that I think this is legitimately the only thing Dennis Smith Jr. cares about anymore in basketball. Like, this is why he's in the NBA.
So sad.
Is to be in the slam dunk contest.
Oh, no. That is sad, man. Poor DSJ. Jeez Louise. That's crazy. Let's see here. Okay, so the last thing we got to choose from, Colin, is the final game, the final event, Team LeBron versus Team Giannis. LeBron's roster is ridiculous. Team Giannis does not look as savvy. However, I'm going to go with the underdog here. I'm going to go with Team Giannis. I like that they chose big men. He did not care. I also think LeBron doesn't take these super seriously, and he smiles a lot, and he's, like, joking around a lot with players. Giannis is crazy. Like, if nobody's really watched Milwaukee games, and there's a reason why Giannis traded for Russell Westbrook. Giannis is insane, and he wants insane guys on his team. And Russell Westbrook is one of those insane all-star guys who, for some reason, goes 120 miles per hour every all-star game, and I love him for it dearly. So Giannis and Russell Westbrook on the same team is just a match made in heaven for me. And LeBron traded for Ben Simmons because he wants one of those flashy, joking around kind of players. And I really think Team Giannis is going to go hard in this one.
Nah, he traded for Ben Simmons because he knows that Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons isn't going to be – they can't be on this team forever together, and they're going to stay with Joel Embiid. And so he's basically just recruiting Ben Simmons. I'm going to go with LeBron. I just think that he didn't draft three centers right away, and I think that's going to help him.
Absolutely.
I feel like nobody explained the rules to Giannis before they started drafting. It's like you actually have to like have like a real lineup, you know, Giannis, right? You know it, you know?
Okay, yeah, never mind. That's kind of my thought process is that they're gonna have to play Russell and Giannis, yeah, you know, every minute of this game.
They just might. I mean, if you're the Bucks coach, how mad are you if Giannis like rolls out like 35 minutes over All-Star break and you're like, gosh, just giving him every opportunity to get injured, huh?
they're going to definitely talk about that a lot. But I mean, like, I think just the starting five for this team, Giannis team is going to play a lot. Like, I like the idea of seeing a Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Kemba Walker, Paul George, and Giannis at center mold. Like, I just want to see the craziest small ball lineup of all time. Just everyone go crazy and just dump it off to Giannis for alley-oops when they need to. But again, like, Team LeBron's a great pick. I think it's obvious. It's like their roster is so much better shooting-wise, too. Like, they have so much better three-point shooters. And Team Giannis has got Dirk and Vooch and Blake Griffin off the bench. I'm not really sure what they're going to do, and I don't think Joel Embiid's going to get many minutes. So, or Nikola Jokic. So, I think that the first five I said there with Curry, Walker, Westbrook, George, and then Giannis will probably get most of the minutes. But it'll be a great game. I'm really excited to see it. Definitely watch all these events, guys. I'm serious. This year is going to be a lot of fun, especially with that World USA game that me and Colton picked earlier. That's going to be a lot of fun for the first time in a long time. So, definitely check it out.
All right, that is it for us. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in and listening. Hope that you enjoy the All-Star Weekend and all the festivities. And make sure you're coming back here Monday because we are going to be talking about more things. We're going to have more topics to break down. It's All-Star Week, so we're going to have some special topics. We're going to dive into a couple special conversations because we have a break from basketball. So we can explore some different narratives over the next few podcasts. So be here for all of that on Monday. Thank you so much for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.